That's right, sweet thing. Daddy's staying with us for the next 2 weeks. He's really looking forward to seeing you again. I'm not sure how to tell him. That won't be an easy thing. Oh, that's probably him. Sleep well, little angel. Hello, sweetie. Come on in out of the rain. Did you miss me? I guess you did. You want to see him? He's asleep, so be quiet. There he is, our little darling. Your dad sent me photos of you at the same age. He's a spitting image of you. I remember when I first told you I was having a boy. You were so happy, so proud. You want to hold him? All right. Hey, baby. Daddy's here. Have a seat on the rocking chair. I'll leave the two of you alone for a while. Afterward, I need to talk to you. Did he fall back asleep? That's good. I remember when you first tried to comfort him. It was so awkward. But you were so earnest. You never gave up. You've gotten really good at getting him to go back to sleep. Have a seat. So, how are your classes going? I'm not surprised. You always had a good work ethic. That's why you were one of my favorite students. You know, you don't have to keep sending me money for groceries. You should be using that for your education. I'm glad your father's helping you out in that regard, but I know you're only working part-time. I get it. You don't feel like you're contributing anything because you're gone for so long. It's tough when you're attending college on the other side of the country, but I know you're a good father. You were with me all summer, jumping at every chance you had to help me take care of the baby. Anytime you woke us up crying, you insisted on being the one to tend to him. I know you care about him dearly. That was never in doubt. You take your responsibility seriously. You don't have anything to prove to me. So, have any girls thrown themselves at you? Well, that's not surprising. You're a good guy, and really cute. Well, I'm glad to hear you're rejecting their advances. You're really trying to be faithful to me. But truthfully, you shouldn't be. Please, let me explain. It's not you, it's me. I realize that's a cliche, but I'm telling the truth here. I know what kind of man you are now. What kind of father. it's safe to say I've fallen for you. But you deserve to be with someone your own age. Remember what you told me when you were in my class? You said you wanted a large family. Well, I'm not sure I can give you that. Let's be real. I'm 37. My maternal clock is running out. Well, it's not impossible, but it gets harder every year. Basically, I can give you one more child at best. I shouldn't have demanded fidelity from you. You deserve to be with someone your age. Not some aging old woman. You deserve to be with someone who can give you what you want. What was that for? You really want to be with me? Are you sure? I'm touched. I was worried I wasn't desirable anymore. Well, I'm certainly glad you find me milfish. Wait, what are you doing? What? Is that a ring? You really do want to be with me. Come here. My answer is yes. I will marry you. God, I missed this. Let me nibble on your ear. You love it when I do that, don't you? I missed how your hands feel on my tits. And your lips always feel so good against my neck. What do you say we consummate our commitment to each other? Take this to the bedroom. Carrying me, huh? Getting practice, I see. All right, take me to the bed. Not bothering with the foreplay. Getting right. Oh. Holy fucking shit. You've really gotten good at this. Oh, God. How'd you get so good? Oh, God. I'm shaking. Oh, I've never had it so nice. Oh, fuck. You are good. Wow, that was amazing. Just perfect. Now it's time for me to return the favor. You've earned it. You like how my lips feel on your chest? Your belly. Your cock. Oh, God. I missed your dick. These delicious balls. They're looking quite swollen. Ready to give me a big load. You like that? You're shivering. I guess that means yes. You love that, don't you? Is it too much? Perhaps I should just take the plunge. I love sucking dick. My ex-husband was such a prude. Never wanted to do it with me. But you? You're perfect. Getting close. Good. I want that beast back inside my pussy. You're gonna give me the biggest load ever. That feels so good. Oh, you want to take charge? Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Pussy missed your cock so bad. Oh, lift my legs up. Hold them back. Yeah, that's right. Go deeper. Bottom out inside of me. Doggy style, huh? Now you can go as deep as you possibly can. You're so much more dominant than you used to be. And I fucking love it. You're so fucking good. A much better lover than my first husband ever was. Bite my shoulder. Bite it! Mark me like I'm your little bitch. Yeah. Let everyone know I belong to you. No one else. You know, I actually enjoyed my pregnancy. The swollen belly. My tits filling up with milk. It was so fucking hot. I would love if you get me pregnant again. Oh, you like that too? Oh, yeah. I know you do. Good. And I can feel you throbbing. You're about to explode inside of me, aren't you? Do it. Do it. Flood my pussy with your sperm. Oh, yes. God, I can feel your hot cum on my cervix. Stay inside of me as long as you can. This is your pussy. Now and forever. Come here, my love. I hope this works. Little Junior would make a great big brother. It's funny. 3 years ago, I'd barely learned your name. I never would have imagined us as partners. Now, I can't imagine life without you. Your proposal has been the best Christmas gift I've ever had. I know you miss us when you're back at the university. Were you thinking about transferring? I'm glad you know what's important, but it won't be necessary. I've grown a little tired of the hustle and bustle of LA. I'd like to start over somewhere more rural. Say, Syracuse? When the school year is over, I'll be filing for a transfer. Then I can join you in the fall. And our family can finally be together. Like we should be. I love you.